There is an image that will stick with me from the news this week. An image I think will probably stick with a lot of us. It is not an image of firemen. It is not an image that I've just seen this morning of Theresa May being bundled off by special protection police officers in the UK. But a simple haunting image of that massive tower block engulfed in fire. An image of people on the ground standing there bewildered, staring up at those raging flames, utterly helpless. It was, I suppose, on a small scale, an image that invoked 9/11. A helpless, imperiled tower of people, and then living people on the ground staring back up. Big cities often have those big, cheap, shoddy housing projects. For the years that I lived in New York, my neighbourhood was scattered with those projects of about the same size as the tower that burned in London. New York's projects were made of brick, but perhaps it's in part why it affected me. Looking up at the London pictures so much just reminded me of the neighbourhood I used to live in. Rich people don't live in those kind of buildings, of course. Even averagely well-to-do middle-class people generally don't live in those buildings either. Grenfell Tower, we know, was home for poor people, and a great many of them. The fallout from all of this is going to last a while, and at times over the last couple of days it has been difficult just watching the response. I know they probably mean well and likely feel just as desperate as every other person watching those news pictures, watching that building burn. But I always feel a little bit uncomfortable seeing celebrities getting in on the grieving and turning up at the scene and that sort of thing. I got a couple of mates who work as TVNZ and One News' correspondent team in London at the moment, Emma and Will. They've had a hell of a time over the last few weeks. You had that terror attack by Westminster, the Tower Bridge attack, the Ariana Grande attack. They just have had to move from one horror to the next. But anyway, that leads me to the post that I read on Facebook overnight, because I think for all the dramatic events in the UK right now, this is a very important point. And when I saw this, I knew I had to share it with you. Here is the quote. As I watch the fallout from the horrific fire in London, it is a timely reminder that as awful as nutter terrorists are, it's actually the boring things we need of government and of society that actually keep people safe. That pesky red tape that prevents profiteering over safety. Those irritating regulations that mean we have to use fire-resistant materials in our buildings. Those annoying planning restrictions that mean you need to have fire doors and fire alarms that actually work. All of those save dozens of lives every day. So celebrate our bureaucracy. Relish our regulation. That's the quote, and it's an interesting quote. It's an interesting exercise, actually, to apply a little bit of rational analysis to the fear with which we consider terrorism, versus the loathing of all of that boring regulation stuff that governments are in charge of. Because negligent power, negligent governments and councils are of far greater risk than a lunatic terrorist in a truck.